And Eric Wahabarak joins us now to talk more about it. Eric, what they giving away over there?
Good morning, Don. How y'all doing this morning? They giving away. Well, that's funny you said that. They actually have. Well, they got a 20% sale at off of items at all stores, but they also some of the items are 40% off. It's kayaks,
wow.
Hoka shoes, green eggs, ski clothes. We can go on down the list. They got, you know, all of the Sims clothing and Columbia and all those items that are outstanding products. But yeah, they're running a sale, and I think the 40% ends Monday. Don't quote me on that. Call one of the stores and get the information on it. But I know they are running a summer sale clearance.
Very good.
So it's from 20% to 40%.
Let's go back 1 week. Ride the Bull, Grand Isle, Caminata Bay. Boy, it was windy, stiff current, 308 total boats, I think there was. It took a 26.20 despite that to win it. Who was the lucky winner?
The lucky winner was the grand champion is Kenny Clements. I don't know where the gentleman's from or anything about him, but he is the winner of it. And, you know, he came in with the 26-pounder. They cut, from my understanding, they cut the Ride the Bull short a little bit due to inclement weather and stuff like that, which was a smart move. Nobody can be mad about that. Safety first.
Exactly. Now, we also had is this an official costume contest, or is this unofficial?
All right, this is an official contest, and it was kind of actually started by the man who won it today, this time. As a joke, at the very first one, he dressed up as a clown. Well, it caught on, and other people started dressing up. Some of them dressed up like running in the bulls, you know, with the scarves and the white shirts and stuff, and they got all kinds of other costumes they come out in. And he actually, finally, after all of these years of dressing up, Harry Flanagan won first place for the costume contest, and he's pretty proud of that. He's been doing it. He's a real big supporter, and that's one of his favorite things to do is fish ride the bull.
Very good. Now, I think I saw a picture of him, too, and he definitely deserved to win that. All right, now we got another one coming up from the BCKFC called the Redfish Rumble. How does that work?
I believe it's an aggregate of the length of five fish. The largest one, the redfish, it's a redfish, of course. The largest one you can catch is 29.75. So if you get five fish at a 29.75, you will most probably, more than likely, be the winner. But that's as large as you can get the fish. And it's photo catch release. So, you know, that's going to help out the fish.
Any boundaries?
Yeah, it's Highway 23, Plaquemines Parish, all of Plaquemines Parish, and St. Bernard. So you can fish all of St. Bernard and all of Plaquemines Parish.
Well, since you're talking about that, how is the fishing down that way?
Man, the fishing's getting good. You know that, Don, with this river getting low. The lower it gets, the better it gets. I mean, it's just really good fishing right now. You know, you get a good tide, and you'll be right on them, no problem. Getting a few trout, some redfish, getting in the marshes really good. Earlier in the morning, I find it gets a little hot during the day still. It's doing well. The flounder is picking up. It looks like it's going to be a hot fall season for the trout for sure. Hoping them big girls come back in.
Yep. And Pontchartrain giving up a few reds and also some flounder, too, for the kayakers, huh?
Yeah, Don, actually, this is a great report. Launched out of Williams and started drifting the shore and ended up catching almost a limit of reds. There was three of them, so it was almost a limit. I don't remember the exact number. Caught some white trout and a few specks, keepers, actually. And they caught a gorgeous flounder. Just unbelievable. Just bouncing the bottom with dead bait. And, you know, that's an easy thing you can do. You got to pick your day, though, you know, with the wind. Make sure it's a south wind coming.
Yeah.
And you'll do it out there. And I also heard they got some shrimp being caught along the lake there. I haven't gotten on that yet, but I will.
Oh, good news. That's part of the lake coming alive. I did want to let everybody know there's a new kayak launch in a dock and a parking lot, and it's at the bayou. It's on the bayou at E.D. White Historic Site, which is on Highway 1 in Thibodaux. So there's a little bit of a tip for people that are looking to put a kayak into maybe a new area that they would like to fish. It's at the E.D. White Historic Site. If you Google it, you can find it pretty easily.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out. I didn't know anything about it.
All right, now you're doing maintenance today. You're cleaning up storage containers, getting the baits right, and you're cooking kookaburra?
Kookaburra. You know, the Italian swash.
Oh, yeah, do I know?
One.
I just had some.
Yeah.
Lucio Orfanello, who is a proprietor of Scott's Marine in Elberta, Alabama, he cooked me some, and, man, it was fantastic. I hadn't had it since I was a kid. My grandmother used to cook it.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it good? That's how, kind of how I got my neighbor. I grew them last year, and I gave them to my. I gave some to my neighbor. He gave me some back. So it was a good thing. And the kookaburra is really good. Actually, it's very simple.
Yeah, it's kind of like I guess a squash is be the closest thing you could name it. David Hull.
Yeah, it is. It is.
He texted me. He's hoping for some rain over there on the Alabama coast. He's got Milliton's and kookaburras at stake there. They need some rain. So if you know a rain dance, do one for him.
It should be coming that way, I would think, with all of this mess going on.
Well, it looks like they got some, I think, a little bit yesterday. Hopefully they can get some tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. Eric, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, Louisiana Kayak Company, you supply the kayaks, you supply the bait, the tackle, the rods, the reels, everything people need to get in on it. How do they get a hold of you to set that up?
Man, the easiest way would be to text me or call me at 504-313-8292. You can get in touch with me on your website, on Don's website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy, or Facebook or Instagram. It's really simple. It's not that hard. You can call Massey's if you forget all of that. I can be found. It's not hard to find me.
All right. You can find him cooking kookaburra later on today. All right, Eric, thanks so much. Let me know how it turns out next time we talk, okay?
Yeah, Don, I'll give you a yell. All right, man, be good. Y'all have a great day and happy Labor Day.
All right, there he goes, Eric Muhabarak, Louisiana Kayak Company.